Good morning. I'm Elizabeth Harrison in Providence. Boston Marathon bombing suspect Jahar Tsarnaev appeared in a Boston courtroom yesterday, where he entered a plea of not guilty to some 30 charges, including using a weapon of mass destruction. The bombing killed three people and maimed many others. As Deborah Becker reports, the judge in the case insisted Tsarnaev speak for himself.
In his first appearance since his dramatic arrest in a boat in Watertown 4 days after the marathon attacks, 19-year-old Jahar Tsarnaev appeared relaxed and healthy. He frequently glanced at his family members, who were openly weeping when he entered the courtroom in an orange jumpsuit and handcuffs. About 30 victims in the courtroom were also weeping. After his attorney tried to enter a not guilty plea to all 30 counts against Tsarnaev, the judge asked that Tsarnaev answer himself. In accented English, he answered not guilty to all of the charges. He'll be back in court in September.
That's Deborah Becker at the Federal Courthouse in Boston. An undersecretary for the U.S. Department of Agriculture will tour Rhode Island today to highlight the need to help children who don't have enough to eat. Kids who depend on schools for free or reduced-price meals often go hungry in the summer. The USDA says more than 51,000 Rhode Island children get help with lunch at school, but only about 6,000 accessed a summer food program last year. USDA Undersecretary Kevin Concannon says going back to school is a smoother transition for kids who eat regularly during the summer.
There's lots of research that shows that when kids go back to school in the fall, if that has been the case with them, they're much more likely to be ready to dive right in versus a child in a household where he or she has been living with the uncertainty of will there be dinner or not.
The USDA says Rhode Island has the highest rate of food insecurity in New England and the highest rate of children living in poverty. Lieutenant Governor Elizabeth Roberts held a birthday party of sorts yesterday for a Providence peanut company that's celebrating its 100th anniversary. Rhode Island Public Radio's Flo Jonick has the company's story.
The Virginia and Spanish Peanut Company of Providence was founded 100 years ago this summer by Peter Kalustian, an Armenian immigrant. The company roasts, packages, and distributes peanuts, nuts, and dried fruit to a wide variety of bakeries, confectioners, and supermarkets throughout New England. It's run by three great-granddaughters now, including Shelley Kalustian Conti.
Somebody told him to either go into the nut business or into the car business. So he chose the nut business, and then I guess we've been going ever since.
The company occupies a large, nondescript building on Dexter Street in South Providence, but what it lacks in curb appeal is more than made up for by the aroma of roasting nuts wafting from the building. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.
And Federal District Court Judge Mary Lisi has denied former North Providence solicitor Robert Cerisi's request for a new trial. The 80-year-old Cerisi was sentenced to more than 5 years in prison for conspiracy, bribery, and extortion in a corruption case that also sent three former North Providence councilmen to prison. The judge said there was no new evidence to support Cerisi's demand for a new trial. You're listening to Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Harrison. Recent college graduates face a still sluggish job market and student loan burdens that are higher than ever. But none of that phases new Roger Williams University graduate Abby Moreau. When she didn't get much response to the resumes she sent out, she decided to skip the job hunt altogether and start her own business. It's a social media consulting company.
My name is Abby Moreau. I'm from Leesburg, Virginia, and I studied economics here at Roger Williams University.
Moreau is a tall, dark-haired young woman with a friendly smile and a penchant for fashion. As she strides towards the Roger Williams Business School, she seems to run into at least half a dozen people she knows.
It's such a small school that you know pretty much everybody, but it's not like high school everybody. It's like a family. So it's really nice. I'll miss that the most.
Moreau may miss her friends now that she's graduated from Roger Williams, but she's still surrounded by family. She's doing something increasingly common these days, moving back in with her parents in Virginia. Like many new graduates, Moreau is hoping the move will be temporary. She plans to use the next few months to launch a social media consulting company she calls Social Gal Abby.
So basically what it is I work with businesses, and it can be from the local coffee shop to a huge company, and they want to have a social media presence. Social media takes time and planning. I can come in as kind of like a consultant and help them learn how to like leverage themselves online.
Leveraging a company online means figuring out which social media platforms to use. And Moreau, who describes herself as an internet junkie, is familiar with all of them.
Like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, all of that. And I can help them decide that. And I also can help run it. So it's really great for me because I kind of get that creative side of it too.
Moreau says smart companies are using sites like Facebook and Twitter to offer special discounts and get their customers to tout their products to their friends. That's the kind of service she can offer to clients who may be less addicted to social media than she is.
People always are like, oh, you're always on your phone. I'm like, yeah, I'm always tapped in. Like, do you want to get a deal for wherever we're going? Like, their Twitter probably has like 20% off.
The idea of checking Twitter before heading out on a shopping trip may not occur to everyone, but Moreau thinks it's a marketing trend that will grow as companies recognize the potential to reach a large audience.
There's this like gap of of this constant online persona that people my age, like 22 to like 18, are so obsessed with. And it's so crazy, like, you can contact so many people with one tweet and sell a product and get so many followers on there. It's crazy to think about.
Moreau gets excited when she describes the work she's doing, and she's already landed several clients. But this isn't how she expected to launch her career. She always thought she'd put her degree in economics to work at a large company. But new numbers out of the Bureau of Labor Statistics show an unemployment rate for young people between 20 and 24 that's nearly double the overall unemployment rate. How to kickstart a career is a dilemma facing many college students as they try to enter a working world that has yet to emerge from the long shadow of the economic downturn.
You know, I think it's on everyone's minds. We're a lot luckier than some people a few years ago that were when it was the worst. I know a lot more people moving home with their parents and taking that year to save. And, you know, I always said, oh God, I'm never going to move back in with mom and dad. I love them. But I was like, I just want to move. And now I'm like, thank goodness I have them to fall back on.
Abby Moreau is hoping social media will provide a new frontier in the job market, even if it means striking out on her own. And as for warnings that Facebook's popularity is waning, especially among college students, well, Moreau says don't count on it, at least not yet. Elizabeth Harrison, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.